Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon on a Wednesday in the District of Columbia. And you know what that means, Brian?
What does that mean?
It's all downhill to the weekend from here. It also means our good friend,
Mr. Are we on that Lindsey Vonn?
Exactly.
There you go.
Alberto Tomba.
Yeah, Tomba was a bad dude.
Time to go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Let's go to our friend, Mr. Ben White, the chief economic correspondent for Politico. You can follow him on Twitter at Morning Money Ben. Ben joins us each week to talk football and money. Let's start with the football. Ben, I hope you're doing well. I wonder if you saw The Athletic down here in D.C. ran a story where they coordinated with a marketing research firm about six possible new names for the Washington football team. Did you see this?
I don't think I saw that one. I saw another list of like 25. But I'm happy to hear what these six are, because you know how I feel about it, and I'll opine on my preferred name for the team. But let me hear these.
I don't think you're going to like them. All right, buckle up.
I'm not going to like them. I already don't like them, and I haven't even heard them.
let me ask a question before you get to that, because I want to get you while you're not upset. Does the name – like, I know we think everything that comes down is going to be about money. The team winning or the name, what's going to make the most money for them?
Oh, the team winning, obviously, is going to make the most money. Name is secondary to that. Winning is everything. Winning fills the seats. Winning gets the ratings up, all the rest of it. And I think they're going to do some of that. But I am very emotionally invested in this name. And, I have strong feelings about it. But this Athletic piece, I'm sorry I missed it, but their top six came down to what?
DCFC.
Nah, soccer.
Red Hogs.
No way.
Districts.
Ridiculous.
Belters.
Give me a break.
Command.
Is that a joke? Is it like a Star Trek episode?
No.
Defiance. But DEFIANTS. So like a plural of one person being defiant. Defiance.
Those are some of the stupidest names I've ever heard in my life. None of them are acceptable in any way, even remotely. I mean, how could that possibly be? Like, how did they come up with those? They did research or polled people or what?
Now, I asked this question. I know I made this comment to JP. I feel that the names that are coming out are names that are being leaked because they're the absolute worst to make people fall more in love with Washington football team.
I'm sorry, but I've been tweeting this morning, and my mom has weighed in on it, and her opinion obviously counts more than anybody else's where this is concerned. But I've sort of fallen in love with Washington football team, man. I mean, it's just simple, basic. I like the simple helmets. I like the colors. I like the fact that we're just a football team, man. We're going to come in here, we're going to do our business, and we're going to kick your butts, and we don't need a whole lot of stupid names like Defiance or Monuments or whatever
Belters.
Else. Just it. Belters. That's a baseball name. You belt the ball out of the park. I mean, or you put on a belt with your suspenders or something. Come on, man. I mean, these things are absurd. All of these names are terrible. You got something that's working, which I think it is, and I think it's going to catch on more and people dig it. Washington football team is classic. It's like Blutarski in Animal House wearing a sweatshirt that just says college.
I saw your tweets about that earlier. I also think this. I think if they have another successful season as the Washington football team, if they win the NFC East again, or, I mean, God forbid they win a playoff game for the first time in 15 years, I think that's only that much more ammunition to keep Washington football team.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific point. I mean, it does depend on the success this season. Like, if they do well, and I think they will, and, you know, get D.C. excited about them and the media excited about them, and it, you know, catches on some more and there's some swag to it. Because I feel like it has some natural swag to it. Like, you just don't need anything else. We're just a football team. But it is dependent on success. If they're successful this season with that name, I would be surprised if they go with anything else.
And I know people who get sick of me saying it. That's all I believe. I believe that when you start winning, they'll fall. Yep. I used to use a little example, and one of my buddies told me to stop using it, but I'm going to say it. I say, if they're the Washington Pink Tulips and they won the Super Bowl, I have a pink tulip on my damn hat.
Exactly.
I cheer for the pink tulip.
That there was. And I'd be doing Instagram stories in my pink tulip shirt with my pink tulip hat. I don't care. Winning solves everything, and winning would absolutely kind of solidify this as a name. But if they go, you know, 6-11 and miss the playoffs, and, you know, then who knows?
I agree with you. I think we are also kind of preconditioned, though, because I think all three of us here can wrap our head around why the old name had to go, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's the name I grew up with. That's the name.
Oh, me too.
That's the jersey you played on. Mm-hmm. Like, that to me is a real name, a real source of pride for this city. So but everything else just sounds silly
to
me.
What did it come from?
That's the perfect point.
Right. No, I'm not defending the name. I'm just saying I'm preconditioned to love it.
I'm just saying you said it's a source of pride, and that source of pride came from a team that was in the playoffs very often.
Sure.
As you were growing up, a team that went to 4 Super Bowls in 10 years. You know, you look at sometime before that and sometime after, it hadn't been that, but I think that period of Joe Gibbs brought a lot more people even more close to this team than anything else. And it wasn't just the name. Yeah. It's the fact of what was happening on the football field.
Yeah, it was a culture of success. Yes. It was dominance. It was, you know, obviously I grew up at RFK, and I'm going to say the name because it was the Washington Redskins. That's what they were called for many years. And I grew up with them, and I went to the Super Bowl in 87 in Denver when we, you know, crushed the Broncos with Doug Williams. And it was sort of great pride. And, you know, but I understand, you know, the times change and sensitivities change. And I don't have no problem with the name change, but you make a great point that changing it from that, which has such great history and such emotional resonance for so many of us who grew up with them and celebrated, you know, Brian's teams and all the other teams that were so great. Switching that to another name, we totally disassociate from that, whereas just keeping the colors and calling it Washington football team doesn't have that same, like, emotional break. They're not all of a sudden something totally different and new. They are the Washington football team and kind of the history and the pride and the emotion that goes with it stays where it is, whereas if you call them the freaking Belters or something, like, what is that? I have no connection to that at all.
I totally agree. I wanted to switch gears to something I saw you tweeting about this morning. You are an astute observer of economics, of supply and demand.
Yes.
What the hell is going on that there's a abundant supply of Girl Scout cookies?
Pretty simple story. I mean, 14 million boxes or whatever are...
Those things usually sell out, right?
Well, they do, but something happens when you don't have the troops of Girl Scouts going door to door or having their tables set up various places. You know, pandemic kind of crushed it. I will give them some credit. They did pivot to an online model. They sold some through Grubhub. They were able to do digital to a degree, but, you know, the whole 100-year history of Girl Scouts is, you know, this mob of Girl Scouts setting up tables and going door to door and browbeating you into buying their cookies, which, you know, to be fair, some are good, some are not as good, but I do like Girl Scout cookies, but very difficult to do that when you can't go door to door and you can't set up tables. So they got a lot left over. They'll be fine. Donate them to charity, send them to the troops, you know, not the crisis or anything, but I do think that, you know, Larry David should buy all of them.
So why can't they just have a website for them or something?
Yeah, no, they have a website. They did digital. They did all that stuff. It's just not the same when your model is, you know, in person and everybody's used to, you know, coming out of the grocery store and seeing that table and, you know, the nice Girl Scouts.
I usually buy like 3 boxes every time I see them, even though exactly. I know I don't want. I don't need these.
I bought some and I found them in my car like 4 months later.
Oh, I eat them before I get home.
Now, I don't know me. I say they should take on the model. This is place. called Double Good. It sell popcorn. And they normally partner with a lot of different fraternities, sororities, and other groups. Uh-huh. And I know one of my buddies came, his chapter, they sold 87,000 or more. The next chapter sold 74,000. Then my buddy's wife came with her chapter. They sold, so they can do it online and don't really have to touch it, and they get the money from, boom, the place sent it right to them. Because I there think when go. They, yeah, like you said, they door-to-door, they face-to-face. When the pandemic was going on, you couldn't put nobody kids out there selling no damn cookies.
No, you can't. I mean, nobody's showing up at your door knocking and getting you to buy Thin Mints and Samoas and tag-alongs or whatever the rest
What's
of them.
What's your go-to Girl Scout cookie, Ben?
I got to say, I'm a Samoa guy.
There we go.
Coconut.
I am too.
Yes, indeed. Next.
You know, Thin Mints are all right with milk. But
they're like Lay's potato chips. You can't eat just one.
I think Thin Mints are a little overrated. They're great, but Samoas are the one seed, man, I think.
Yeah, Samoas are the king by far. And, you know, after that, it's a long drop to Thin Mints.
My wife likes the peanut butter one. Is that tagalong?
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are fun. But Samoas, I mean, you can't get that combination unless you're not a coconut person. Some people hate them because they don't like coconut, but I'm down with coconut.
Ben, what does it do to the global economy that Cody Betts is finally delivering my bootleg Juan Soto jersey that he ordered from Vietnam?
I think that's going to alleviate all of the supply chain problems, probably goose global GDP to 7% plus in 2021-22. So finally, all of these logjams that the Federal Reserve has talked about and the Biden administration is worried about are lifted now that you're getting your Juan Soto.
One-man stimulus plan.
I met the guy. He came.
Oh, now you're going to have people chasing Brian Cody.
You met Juan Soto?
On air.
Yeah. His nephew played on my son's baseball team, the Bluebirds, last season.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
May be a name for the team right there, man, the Bluebirds.
Washington Bluebirds.
There you go. But anyway, I would just want to say quickly about Juan Soto, nicest guy you could possibly imagine, like just chill sitting with parents and, you know, enjoying the game. And if kids came up to give him a ball to sign, he would do it. And it was just so sort of kind and respectful and nice. Just love the guy.
That's great.
He's a good dude. He's a real good dude. I like
him. He is.
And if you want to know more about the Bluebirds, you should follow Ben on Instagram because, B-Mitch, I don't know if you saw this. Ben, at some point during what seemed like a never-ending baseball tournament for your son, jumped the fence and just started playing catch with the guys shagging fly balls in the outfield.
He's moved on from Bluebirds to a team called Sidious based in the Bronx, so that's where the practice was. But, yeah, I was sitting out there in my car Friday night, late in practice, and coaches are starting to hit, and they're hitting deep balls. And first I was worried about one hitting my car, and then I thought, I got a glove. I can catch somebody's ball. So I hopped the fence and started shagging flies, and the kids liked it, and a couple other dads came in and started playing. So it was real fun.
Your nephew is not a man. Hey, man, your Uncle Ben was out there catching with us, man.
Yeah, exactly. And another dad who actually played, like, D1 college ball came in and started hitting bombs, like, completely out of the park. And they asked me if I wanted to hit, like, are you kidding me? I'm not following that.
No. That'd be me following B-Mitch.
Precisely. Not going to happen.
So I wanted to get one serious one.
Yep.
I saw, you feel it everywhere you go. Like, inflation is happening.
Yep.
But I read your piece from the other day that perhaps it's this word that I never really knew existed, transitory, keeps popping up. That means it's short term. Like, it's just while things normalize. Can you just kind of explain how much our money is worth and if we need to be worried long term?
Need to be slightly worried because, you know, we did get a pretty significant increase in consumer prices last week, biggest in a decade or so. But have to remember that you're comparing that to the beginning of the pandemic when everything was depressed. So there is some inflation in the economy. You know, food costs a little more. I'm sure people see that on Grubhub. And, you know, as we've talked about, lumber prices being really high. The whole transitory idea is that as the economy comes back online, there's going to be a lot more supply coming in finally, and demand will meet supply and prices will come down. And we've seen that in lumber prices. They're still high, don't get me wrong, but they're down about 41% from where they were when we last talked about it, and they're crashing a little bit because, you know, the economy is normalizing a little. Housing is not quite as crazy as it was. There's a little bit more lumber supply, and I think we'll see more of that. And the Federal Reserve, we're actually going to hear from them today. Their announcement at 2 p.m. at a press conference at 2:30 from Chair Jay Powell, and he'll say probably the same thing, which is, don't worry about the spike in inflation right now. It's temporary. The economy is just emerging from this crazy crisis. It will get a little bit more normalized. And I think he's probably right, but it's not a guarantee. You know, these things can catch hold and inflation can take hold and be problematic. So it's too early to say, don't worry at all. But I wouldn't worry a ton. You know, I told you lumber would come down. It did come down. It's going to come down a little more.
All right, so lumber is coming down. I got some little things I want to do, some remodeling around the house. Should I wait a month or two, or should I go with it now?
I would probably, you know, it depends on your budget. I know you roll with deep, B. Mitch, so you could do it.
Nah, Ben, I have three daughters that got to get married, and two that's still in college. I don't have a
lot. Ben, one thing that's fun is when we add up. We add up B. Mitch's college expenses. It's a wild number.
Believe me, you're preaching to the choir. I got two. I'll be going to college not too long from now, so I feel that. I would wait a little because we're still elevated and it's still normalizing. I would not go to Home Depot now and load up. I'd give it, you know, a week or two, maybe a month, and you should see it come down even more in your project. Whatever estimate you got for it now is going to be lower in a month or two, and I think you can probably take that to the bank.
Ben, one more issue, and we understand our role kind of in the media landscape for D.C. and the DMV area. Is we're here to talk sports, and we're here to have fun, but sometimes you got to attack kind of the important stuff. And and earlier this week, there was a report out of B. Mitch's home state that in New Orleans, on Bourbon Street,
yesterday,
they're having a tough time hiring enough strippers. And they're giving out $1,000 signing bonuses to work at Larry Flint's Hustler Club. What is the state of the stripper economy across the United States, and how can we get these people back to work?
Well, as you guys know, I'm a family man and a family Twitter feed, and I'm not familiar with any of this kind of behavior or activity. But it does not surprise me, and I'm familiar with all those clubs on Bourbon, having lived down there, and there's like 6 million of them. It's amazing.
Yes. You can walk into a regular bar, and there's still somebody stripping. Like, you didn't even mean to go there.
Yeah, it just happens because that's what they do. But it is actually indicative of all across the economy, a lot of service industry jobs. I mean, this is one specialized one. But it's hard to get people back into these jobs because, A, not everybody's been vaccinated, particularly young people, and generally speaking, depending on what club you go to, strippers tend to be on the younger side. Getting vaccinated now, unless you're going to, like, you know, you're over 40 grandma and grandpa club.
That's what landfill prefers.
Yeah, there you go. So part of it is late vaccinations. Part of it is, you know, wages need to go up. People want more money to be compensated for any risk they're taking on COVID. And frankly, you know, that's one environment where I would see some COVID risk perhaps still being on people's minds, because I don't know personally what any of these places are like, but I think there is some interaction on a close interpersonal level.
Yeah, I hear the same thing. I don't know what they're talking about.
From what I've heard, I mean, I've never heard of TV shows.
You know? JP tells me all the time.
Yeah, of course. Well, he's a connoisseur. He probably has a list of the best ones in New Orleans.
What you get on the B. Mitchell Finley show, you there get are, all types of
There are three people in this conversation, two of whom have lived in Louisiana. I'm not one of them.
And I left, and I never went back.
Ben, we always appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Ben.
Anything you want to point
so
folks
fun.
To? Any work you got going?
Morning Money, Ben. There's more stories coming out on inflation. If you ever go to politico.com, you can just search my name. You'll find all my stories, and then hit the Twitter feed. And Instagram is the same, at Morning Money Ben. You see a bunch of baseball photos and me leaping over fences to catch fly balls.
All right, bro. Last thing, how worried are you about your Yankees?
They actually won a game last night in Buffalo against the Blue Jays. That was nice. But, yeah, I'm super worried. I mean, they're just a mediocre team right now. I'm not sure it turns around. They got a lot of problems with the bats, pitching, so-so. You know, at any point they could turn the corner and the bats could come alive and they could roast everybody. But I'm not super confident of that happening.
All right. Thank you for the time, man. Okay. Everybody go give him a follow, at Morning Money Ben. We always appreciate it, dude. That was Ben White from Politico, chief economic correspondent. Phone lines are
the
still packed.
You get on this damn
show. Yeah, man,
show.
That was okay. Something. The phone lines are still packed. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to answer all your calls. You want to talk Washington team names? You want to talk Wizards' new head coaches? The phone lines are open. If you have more advice for Cody Betts, that's open too. Plus, he's selling bootleg Nationals jerseys. Make sure you get one Lots happening next. 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Quick story time here.
Yeah.
Between the aquarium and me and B-Mitch. Cody Betts. I ordered some jerseys from Cody Betts, and he got the one that wasn't for me first. I then texted Ahmet because I thought he ordered it. I was like, hey, man, I got your Soto jersey. He's like, dude, I didn't order it. I already have a Soto jersey.
B-Mitch ordered the shirt for him.
B-Mitch then reminded me that it was a present for Ahmet. And so I texted Ahmet, well, it was a present. And he just said, LOL. And then B-Mitch decided to take it. So that's how it all shook out.
Well, I mean,
I still don't have a jersey.
You already got one, and you don't have to worry about getting it, so I'll just purchase it. And
it's a nice.
I may wear it to a game one day, or I may just give it to someone.
It's a nice jersey.
I may see a little kid walking down the street and say, hey, man, you a Nats fan? Have you. Here you go. It's kind of big, sir. That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to get them big so you can grow into it.
At 1 o'clock, Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join the program.
Yeah.
We're going to preview the U.S. Open. And at 12:45, Cody's weekly Nats report, because they've won 3 in a row. And you know what direction they're not going? Down towards 13 games under at the All-Star break.
Cody's in trouble.
Right now, they're only 6 games under 500.
Cody's
and climbing.
Trouble.
And climbing. Right? Here's what we're going to do, though. Still have a ton of phone calls. I don't know if it's about Scott Brooks is out as the Washington Wizards head coach. I don't know if it's about the Washington football team's new name, but we're going to get to all of these phone calls. It's your opportunity right now. I believe David in Fredericksburg has been on hold the longest. David, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines.
Hello, guys.
Hello, David.
What's up, David?
Brian, you need to be in the Hall of Fame, my friend.
Appreciate
you need
you,
to be in the Hall of Fame. I know you can't do nothing about it, but hey, it's injustice for them not to put you in the Hall of Fame. You were the best.
You are correct.
The reason I called about the name of the Washington football team.
All right.
Now I'm gonna say something.
This is a good call, and his phone's cutting out.
Try to call us back, Dave.
Try to call us back, dude. The phone just cut out on you. Let's go to Chris in Ashburn, the scene of the crime. Chris.
Hey, B-Mates and Finley. How you guys doing?
We're good, buddy.
Long-time listener.
Thanks, man.
Just calling about the Red Wolves. I think it's telling that they left it off the list because, as you can see, what are we talking about? Talking about the team name, and the Red Wolves is the biggest one that's getting the all the play on the radio. So I feel like it was an addition by subtraction, and they left it out on purpose because I think they already picked the name.
Mm. So you think they've picked the name and aren't putting it out there on purpose?
I think it's them somehow subtly gauging public interest to see if people really do want the team name to be the Red Wolves. Because, I feel like listening to you guys and other stations, that seems to be the number one on the list. But I think they want to make it organically chosen by the fan base instead of, forced on the fan base by the, administrators or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
I just feel if the six names that were put out by Ben Stanek and Athletic, that story that they did, are the six that they've come up with, I have to believe that this is some type of Jedi mind trick they're trying to play on us. And I really believe that the six names that were put out, other than the Red Hawks, just got awful. And I really believe that it's like, listen, we either have a name or we're going to put out the names that are so bad to make everybody fall in love with the one that we already have. Because I believe, in my heart of hearts, I believe that that may be something closer than anyone that you just saw on that list today.
I think that could be right. I also think if they win this year, like many of us expect them to, they're just staying the football team.
Yep.
Let's go to Jason in Fauquier County. Jason, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Yes, sir. Got a name for the name change. Perfect name. Washington Warpath, along with the Spear as well. But that's what I got.
All right, man.
All right. I don't think the Warpath's going to happen, but I don't hate that.
No, I don't.
It's unique. It's different. It's kind of one of those names, like Landfill mentioned, like a lot of mid-90s expansion teams. Nobody could just be the Bears or just something normal. Everything became like a non-plural. It became like a singular item, the Heat, the Magic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. I don't love it, but I don't love any of these names, man. The name I love doesn't exist anymore, and it shouldn't. Like, I understand that. So it's hard to measure everything against that. And that's what I think makes this exercise so difficult.
I think, in a sense, the Warpath is trying to hold on to the past.
I agree.
And I think that's the reason why it won't pass.
And more, I think they should.
PAST
shouldn't.
Than PASS.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going. Like it or not, Fred Swoot had an interesting quote, and I don't know where it was from, but I just know it was attributed to him. I saw it on Twitter. And he said, the folks that tend to be the most upset about losing the name tend to be older. Like, I'm not quite 40, but I think 56-year-old fans are quite upset about it. The fans that are most excited about a new name are young. Mm-hmm. And if you're a business owner, you care more what the young people want going forward than you do what happened in the past.
Yes, it's because, like, legitimately, if you're under the age of 32, the team's been not just bad, but embarrassing for pretty much all of the time that you can remember, and you just don't have positive associations with it.
Yeah.
At all.
Because I meet a lot of younger people, and they go, man, my dad, my mom, they told me about when this team used to win. I haven't experienced it. And then I have to be the liaison to let them know they were good at one time. Very good.
The best.
Consistently.
The best team that they've had in my memory was when I was 9 years old. Like, they've come close to that maybe once.
Well,
and even
not.
Then. 19?
What team was that?
It was 1999.
Wow.
And that was like.
I'm lucky that I'm a little bit older. And because the only real greatness I saw was 91. Like, I don't remember anything before that, but it had such a profound impact on me at nine. That was my 9-year-old team, Landfill, which leads me by process of elimination to be 9 years older than you.
Mm.
How about that? I think you're right, though. And if you are in the business of selling tickets and jerseys and sponsorships, you want something that 30-year-olds and 25-year-olds and 15-year-olds and 10-year-olds think is cool.
Just like when people start looking at new uniforms. Just like the uniform. A lot of older people love it. A lot of young people say they got to put some black lining or something into it because what sells? Knowing when you throw gray or black into something these days, it sells. And they don't want to wear something that doesn't look fly.
Let's go to JaVale and Culpepper on the Gambit DC listener line. JaVale, what's going on, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, B. Mitch and JP, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, it's very interesting that you guys bring up the age. I think that'll play into my comment. And I apologize to any listeners who already heard me earlier in the week talk to Granddaddy about this, but I wanted to hear what you guys thought about it. You know, I think it should be something that's very unique and different, original, if you would. You know how B. Mitch, you're from Louisiana. You know, it was the New Orleans Jazz until they moved to Utah. You know, St. Louis has the Blues. And I understand that the G League team name is already the Go-Go, but I believe you can work around that. I think the Washington Go-Go would be something that's unique, different, original. And as you guys said, with the younger generation, I think they would really, really get, you know, behind that. And I think that would be a good name.
Appreciate the call, JaVale. I'll tell you this much. It's a cool idea between the New Orleans Jazz, St. Louis Blues. I get where you're going with that. But the G League team, the Washington Go-Go, already exists. And I don't believe that Ted Leonsis is giving up that intellectual property to Dan Snyder.
He's not. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that. I think it's more likely I break 80 today on the new blue course at Congressional than that.
I think one thing you have to be a looker. You got to look at optics as well. Okay, when you look at Go-Go, and I know it is. That's DC, all DC.
Yep,
but not all of DC is behind Go-Go. And if you look at the fans in the stands at DC at the Washington football team games, I don't think everybody there is going for that. So you got to make sure you try to encompass everybody. And yes, he's right. It is local. It is what it's about. But the New Orleans Jazz was. They're not Utah Jazz, and it still works there.
Let's go to Rami in Falls Church. Rami, you are on the Gambit DC listener lines. What's up, dude?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm fine. So,
what are you up to?
You know, I'm just driving in DC. Nothing much. But everyone's got their own favorite. Mine is the Washington Werewolves. Because, like, you know, it's kind of mythical, and we can have a bunch of grown men dressed up as wolves at the stadium, howling at the moon when it's a full moon. I think it'll be kind of a cool aura, and it's, you know, unique. There's no werewolf teams, at least no professional teams, and it rhymes with Washington, so hail to the werewolves.
All right, dude. Did you say it rhymes with Washington? I mean, it starts with the same letter, but that's not rhyming. Yeah. I don't like werewolves. I kind of like it, actually.
Well, around Halloween, I think it'd be fantastic.
Compared to some of these other names, I like it.
It's certainly better than Belters.
Oh! It's way better than Belters or Districts.
And get people doing that.
Or Defiance.
Dude, we need to make note of this. Brian Mitchell makes tremendous noises. He's like the dude in...
Dude, when you grew up on a damn farm, you start acting like everything around you. Chickens, ducks, cows.
Go to Michael in Fredericksburg. Michael, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I thought the caller two before me was going to steal my idea. I was actually a little bit heartbroken. Kind of going the same way, you know, same line as the Go-Go's, but, you know, I think the funk, it pulls in the D.C. culture. It would be unifying. You know, I think back to the Pirates of the 70s with the We Are Family, like, you know, kind of, you know, a whole fan base kind of embraced that idea, that mentality. You could build an entire theme around it. I think that the DC funk would pull in the culture that
listen,
we need
it's a good
right
idea.
Now.
They're not going to name it the DC funk, right? Do you think they're going to? I mean,
I don't think
you
so.
Know these people on a high level.
See, the thing, I think right now you got to realize, and I know, and if I always hear people put out these surveys to the community, and I think the community is not stupid. They need to understand one thing. when you look at the people that's making the final yay and nay, yes or no, okay, they're not putting funk. They're not putting go-go. As much as a lot of people in the area might go for that, they're not saying yes to that.
No.
They're going to go with something that they believe is all-encompassing, that looks better, for more comfortable to them, okay? Not necessarily comfortable to everybody else. Because, listen, I've been through a lot of these surveys where they say, hey, let's put this out to the public. Decision is already made. Just know that.
Real quick one from Rob in D.C. Rob.
What up, Rob?
Makes some sense, Rob.
Hey, fellas. What's up? What's up, B-Mitch? You're all a famer. No doubt about it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's going to be Washington football team. Let's not kid ourselves, especially the way this thing is turning around and they starting to win. And they letting the football team name grow on the people out there. And eventually, you know, we talking year three, year four, we still calling ourselves the Washington football team. It's not going to change. So they just letting the name grow on everybody. And as long as they starting to win, that's what it's going to be. They may trade it. They may try to add a little, logo to it, you know, spice it up with a little more logo to it. But other than that, it's going to be the Washington football team, man. There's no doubt about it. So
Thank you, Rob.
Ryan. It's already been decided.
All right,
hey, Scott, real quick. Sam Cassell, I'm with you, JP. Sam Cassell, you got to get rid of Tommy Shepard, though. You know, take and get you a new GM and go with Sam Cassell, or the new name now is Chauncey Billups. Okay, fellas.
All right, man.
Thank you, Rob.
You know, and I think what he said makes more sense than anything. Because think about when they first named it the Washington football team, how many people were totally against it?
Yep.
And then now when you hear people, what they say? It's starting to grow on me.
Yep.
Why is it starting to grow on you? Because you're starting to win. You're starting to get better players. You got a coach who seems to be competent. That is why it's growing on you.
Well said, sir.
There you go, sir.
How about this? Got to check in on these Nationals. They've won 3 in a row, and they're climbing. We got Cody Betts' Nationals report coming up next. 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, we're back, and it is time to talk a little Washington Nationals. Our esteemed baseball reporter, Mr. Cody Betts, has prepared his weekly Nats report. Let's go, Cody.
All right, so I'll start with what you want to hear the most. They're 29-35. They're 6 under 500, 7.5 games back of first place, and this is what you want to know. 25 games till the All-Star break. And if they go 9-16 in the remaining 25, they'll be 13 under. So right there, you need more than 9 wins.
You need 10 wins.
You need 10 wins to win this bet.
In their next 25 games?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So then we'll go.
So I'm aware of what I need.
Yes.
I need 10 out of 25. I think they're going to play. Listen, they've won 3 in a row, and they've pitched way better, even with their guys down.
Yeah.
They've played pretty good baseball for about a week.
If only
that
they could play the Pirates
out
every game.
They played pretty well against the Giants. They just couldn't hit.
That is very true. So because they played so well against the Giants, that was mostly because Kyle Schwarber got moved up to the leadoff spot. He's up to 13 home runs, which leads the team, and a .229 batting average, which is serviceable. He's doing what he needs to do. Trey Turner's still on fire.
He had the home run the other night.
Can Kyle keep it going?
Trey Turner?
No, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Schwarber?
I love Trey, but Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Schwarber, I mean, he is lighting it up, and he just adds a spark plug to the team. He had two leadoff home runs against the Giants.
What do you think about the move putting him at the leadoff spot?
I love it. Because they used to do that in Chicago a lot. You know, they put Anthony Rizzo at the top, and they always were changing things. And sometimes that's what you need to get going. See different pitches in different parts of the lineup. I'm a big fan of it. I think he's going to keep going higher and higher.
So, in other words, you're not that much confidence in your bet anymore.
Yeah, well, how
that's
you
fine.
Feeling
if I lose the bet, I don't care. I want to see them do well. We talk about them more. The stands get full.
It didn't sound like that like 3 weeks ago, though. It
didn't sound like that
at all.
Well,
it seemed like he's going to lose the bet, then all of a sudden now he has
that's
a different
fine. Opinion. If I win the bet, I win the bet. If I don't, I don't. But I was talking to MLB.com reporter Savannah McCann, and she was talking to me about the pitching situation. So, Max Scherzer is now on the IL for 10 days, and that's going to hurt. Because now they're going to have Paulo Espino.
Yeah, but don't they backdate that?
They do. So he will not be back for at least 4 more days.
So he misses a start.
That's a game.
I mean, that's actually 2 starts, 10 days.
All right, fine.
So, but they're about to go up against the Mets, who are first place in the NL.
When does the Mets series start?
Tomorrow.
So they have the Pirate, and there's no day off?
Actually, I think there is a day off, and then I think they play a doubleheader against them from, remember, earlier in the season?
The opener.
Yes.
When we all got shrinkage.
And I told you, maybe they'll be in a better spot then. Maybe it'll be a nicer day outside.
So, Nats play today at 4 o'clock. You can listen to the game right here on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie and Dave got all the action. Then they have Thursday off. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? They have Thursday off.
That's the day that follows Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you. They play Friday night doubleheader Saturday. So, if you want to go to a game, weather this weekend's supposed to be pretty great, isn't it? And it's Father's Day?
Yes.
Not a bad weekend to go to a game. I'm going to a game Friday night.
Okay, well, thanks for the invite.
I've invited you.
Okay, I'll try to be there. Okay, so the next thing, Steven Strasburg did see
a
specialist.
I don't have a ticket for you.
Thanks.
He invited you, but he don't have a ticket for you.
Yeah, Strasburg saw a specialist.
How many times is that today?
I don't know what you always say. Why would that? Sometimes you turn on your damn phone, you're going to something, and you have it's on. Sometimes it's not. So I'm turning it all the way down.
Sorry I interrupted you, Cody.
No, you're all good. But I do want to go through the team rankings really quick. The batting average as a team, .245, which is 7th in the MLB. That's pretty solid for a team that's under
higher than I would have thought.
Yes, but they were number one for the longest time.
But nobody cares about batting average anymore. What's like the...
Okay, on-base percentage. They're 13th in the nation.
In the nation, even.
Yeah,
you mean
in the major leagues.
Okay. So 29 teams, because the Blue Jays are in Canada.
Well, they're playing
they're
Buffalo right now.
They're playing in Buffalo, though.
But wow.
So they're in the nation.
Here's what people want to know.
These batting numbers are way better than I would expect.
But here's where it gets juicy. They're near or at the bottom in runs, hits, and home runs. The three things you need.
So does that suggest then...
Josh Bell's not hitting. That's what it suggests. Juan Soto's batting .266. That's what it's suggesting.
I firmly believe Soto will get it going.
Absolutely.
You could question Josh Bell. You can question Schwarber, all these other things. I don't question that Soto has... a month where he hits .350, too. .350 also.
I totally agree.
We know what you meant.
Because he's got the fundamentals. He knows how to hit. We've seen that. And he hasn't lost any vision of the strike zone. He still knows what's in and what's out. That's one of his big perks.
Cody, before April was over, you said the year was over. What are you saying now?
It's still over. I still don't think that they are a World Series contender or even a National Championship League contender.
National Championship League?
Well, he's just saying, you know what you mean.
Yeah, the National League.
Yeah.
American League, National.
They're
not going to be the final two.
NLCS.
Yeah.
I'm just making fun of you. You jumbled your words.
Okay, that's fine. Schwitter.
He did. But you
that
go.
Was pretty strong.
He put an S in there.
Schwitter. All right, well done, Cody. That was Cody Betts' weekly Nats report brought to you by Bootleg Jerseys from Vietnam.
The report I showed you about Father's Day and Mother's Day, is it right?
That's absolutely right. We can talk about that with Steve Sands,
yes.
Our next guest, Golf Channel, who I believe
Gourmet
is
Gourmet meal is Mother's Day. Dan, go cook in the backyard for Father's Day.
Steve Sands coming up next, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.